The Gospel reading for Sunday, November 5th, 2023, observed as Peace and Remembrance Sunday at St. John the Evangelist Anglican Church in Ottawa. This is a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the Gospel of Christ. Matthew's Gospel introduces Jesus' vision for how God desires the world to be, something Jesus repeatedly calls the kingdom of God, as a longer teaching section that we call the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus begins that sermon with these verses, known to us as the Beatitudes. Beatitudes is a word that means blessings, and that is what we hear. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are the peacemakers. This is actually a favorite passage for many people, but if you consider the actual blessings, they're peculiar. Some are comforting, some demanding, some very uncomfortable. Maybe it is the repeated word blessed that carries the day, making this a preferred reading for weddings and funerals. It is also the Gospel reading for All Saints' Day, and for this Sunday, we are using the assigned readings of All Saints' Day. This week, in fact, we are in the jumble of All Saints' Day, All Souls' Day, and Remembrance Day, all overlapping each other, and rather than disentangle them, I want to focus on a theme they share. Remembering. Remembering is the focus of our observance today and this week. And as you will know shortly, as we read the names of the fallen from the First and Second World Wars, and as we hear the trumpet interspersed throughout the music of this worship service, the theme of this sermon is remembering. And especially for listeners who were not able to be at the service, I will seek especially to include you in these words. There's a meme that I would like you to see with your mind's eye. And for those still wondering, a meme is a picture with very few words, but a noticeable sting of humor. The meme I'd like you to see is lately a very popular one, and it comes in several different versions with different pictures, all of them intended to make us squirm. Underneath the picture, it says, "The 1980s were closer to World War II than they are to us." This is, of course, designed to make people for whom the 80s were significant feel old. And I qualify, I felt the sting. The particular version of the meme that got to me said, "ABBA's hits were closer to World War II than to today." Now, I was a closeted ABBA fan when that was embarrassing, and then began to proclaim it from the rooftops when I didn't care anymore what people thought. And apparently now, my connection with ABBA makes me old. Indeed, my university years were closer to World War II than they are to today. Time is strange in the way that it has a hold on us. Some things recede, some are forgotten, and some stay as if they were yesterday, even when they are actually a long time ago. My first memory of Remembrance Day was in grade one, and I remember seeing the stage in the auditorium decorated with poppies. Now, in retrospect, as I think back, they were a craft. They were pipe cleaners with construction paper, red poppies glued or attached to them. And I think the grade twos got to do that as a craft. But the real thing that is of my memory is that it was never explained. It was as if everyone knew what they were for. I was in grade one in 1969, so for some math, that would be equivalent to a grade one child of today hearing about 9/11. We might assume that they would know and so not say very much about what actually happened. Or maybe 9/11 actually is disappearing from our awareness. Some things stay and other things become remote. As you will soon see, we do have our own special Christian reason for this significance of remembering. I didn't understand Remembrance Day at first, but I grew in my personal appreciation, and the thing that stayed with me first was the tragedy of death cutting down people before their natural span. Now, that's not unique to war. I remember we often spoke about the AIDS epidemic as cutting down a whole generation, a loss of mentors, of artists, of cultural leaders, of LGBTQ parents and parent figures. And more recently in our awareness, residential schools seem to be the same kind of idea of the loss of a generation and all the contributions they would have made to culture and to raising the next generation. It was further on in my learning that I grew to appreciate the importance of what they were resisting. For example, those first soldiers to see inside a concentration camp. Remembrance isn't just about World War I or World War II, but it continues. Korea, Vietnam, and to today, Ukraine and Russia, Palestine and Israel, the same costs of a whole generation's future contribution, the same cost of death before history can even weigh in about the rightness or the wrongness of a cause. And even if history were to weigh in and say that people were on the wrong side, consider Germany, where remembrance happens in significant ways that are very powerful. So there's a combination of two elements for me in this theme of remembrance. One is the loss of a generation and their giftedness. And the other is honoring the ideals of the people who were lost as individuals. We have Christian language for both of these aspects. We do remembrance every worship service in the Eucharistic prayer. We remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. Those first Christians were so scathed by that death that remembering is what we were called to do every time Christians met. We are good at remembering because we practice it. The other part, the honoring of ideals, also comes up for us, especially in this month leading up to a Sunday that we call the Reign of Christ or the Reign of Christ the King. It stands in for the kind of vision of the world that Jesus taught. This Sermon on the Mount, this section on the Beatitudes, is about this kingdom of God, this ideal towards which we strive. This year, I really noticed the overlap between All Saints and All Souls and Remembrance Day, and I want to keep it messy and jumbled because they all died. Some of them were good, and I suppose some of them not so good. Some of them were extraordinary, some of them quite ordinary. Hearing the names and listening to the readings, these things call us to what qualities we live for and what qualities they lived for. And I think the readings call us to refrain from judgment especially as we hear the individual names. The readings call us to pray for wisdom and discernment for the future. The Beatitudes call us to strive for that vision of the world as God would want it to be. They set an ideal. All we have to do is look around to see that that ideal has not been fulfilled. These days place the ideal before us again. They place before us the remembrance of those who tried. In all the wars, in all the traumas, in all the catastrophes, all the failures to live up to the kingdom of God. These readings say, keep trying. We would be lost without this ideal to hold before us. And so, blessed are the poor in spirit, really. Blessed are the hungry, really. Blessed are the peacemakers, and needed more than ever, really. And blessed are you when people persecute you, and may you continue to strive for the kingdom. As we hear the names, we honor that the names we hear are people who tried, and we recommit ourselves to having an ideal that Jesus called the kingdom of God. We live for it, and we strive for it. And you can see, as St. John's reads the names, that we are grateful both for the readers, in our case at St. John's, Jim Cummings and Bill Broughton, and we are also grateful for the names, because they help us to turn again towards Jesus and this vision he has set before us of the world as God desires it to be. We hear Jesus speaking to us, and we remember and we yearn for the kingdom. Amen. Let us remember before God and commend to God's gracious keeping those who have died for their country in times of conflict and war, those whom we knew personally and whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humanity and in the pursuit of peace, remembering especially those of this parish who paid the supreme sacrifice.
My name is Bill Broughton. I was a naval engineer. I started at the Royal Military College in 1953 and retired 37 years later as the senior engineer in the Canadian Navy. I also have a connection with family for the First World War. I lost my grandfather at Passchendaele and a great uncle at Ypres. So it's my privilege really to read the names of the prisoners of St. John's who fell in the First World War. F. Graham Avery, Arthur L. Chilton, Cecil Clifford, Elson Cunningham, Alan U. Gilmore, C. Fred O. Gorman, Milton Clock, Frank W. Lamplow, Leonard Lamplow, Harold Lemoyne, Tom L. F. Martin, Victor Mitchell, William Hugo Morris, Angus Morrison, Simcoe Morrison, Harry Press, Alan Powell, David S. Stewart, William H. Waller, Gordon Wright and Stanley Wright.
My name is Jim Cummings. I first put on a uniform in 1961 as a sea cadet, and then became a sea cadet officer, and then I became a reserve officer in the Canadian military. And I did various jobs until 1994, when I hung the uniform up. I was at that time serving as a regular in a regular force position as staff officer in EHQ. It's my privilege to remember those who fell in the war of 1939-1945. George Robert Atchison, John Henry Byrne, Thomas Henry Culkin, Robert Laird Cameron, Francis Wilfred Doyle, John V. Eardley Wilmot, Albert John Fawcett, Douglas Raymond Gardner, Arthur Sidney Fraser Holmes, George Wilbert Jeffrey, Vernon D. Bowden Martin, C.J. Fred McCrum, Ronald W.A. Rankin, Clarence Sidney Robson, David Francis G. Rollo, William Meredith Stearns, Arthur Wesley Whedon, Alan Garnet Wright, Leonard Russell Wilcox.
Gracious God, we remember with great sorrow and profound gratitude those who fought and those who died in the causes of justice, freedom, and peace. May they rest in peace, and may the memory of their sacrifice and the sacrifices of all those who continue to serve inspire in us the resolve to discern and to do our part and to further your peace throughout the world of our generation. We ask this confident in your abiding grace and mercy. Amen.